Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today it is the first Monday of the month, which means it's Monday with the Mayor. Mayor Bob Maloney from the city of Yorkton, great to have you here. And rain, it's almost like spring weather here.
Of course, we're working on Drake up, Scott. This is the tip-off for you that it might rain.
We had the same conversation upstairs with Jordan about how everything got slowed down last year, and then last weekend when you finally start working on Drake up, rain and snow, and so it's blocked off now. The signage is up for businesses. That's a big thing that has been talked about the last little while. But Drake up Avenue is closed, and it's being worked on.
Yes, certainly, and hopefully, I understand the weather's supposed to start smartening up as we get into the week a little bit.
So
that'll be good. We're not getting heavy rains right now, so if it's just these drizzles, we're probably going to be just fine. And they'll get going, and hopefully, we'll get that wrapped up as soon as we can. And for the businesses in that area, I mean, I encourage Yorkton residents, boy, if you can, stop by, support the restaurants, pick up some chicken, buy some epic audio material. Try and support these businesses during this construction time, because it gets slow then, and we really thank them for their patience. They've been terrific.
So we had some people in town this weekend that were from Yorkton, have been visiting the last little while. They were here last year and they saw Drake Up was being worked on. They're here this year seeing Drake Up's being worked on. They're asking, what's going on? And some people may not know this. What happened? Why is it being worked on again this year?
Well, the process should have been finished last fall. We had some issues with delivery of materials to the site that did not meet standard. Our concrete people said, we're not putting concrete on top of that. And it was too bad. The project should have been finished last fall. At the end of the day, we just ran out of time. Material would have to be stripped out, put back in, and freeze up was there. And it just worked out that we weren't able to get it finished. It should have been finished last fall. Should have been finished before the election. Things should have wrapped up, probably a week or 2 weeks before the election. But as it is, it's water under the bridge, I guess, now. Am I happy about it? No.
Yeah.
But, you get back at it this spring and let's get it done. When you look at it, the main work to be done was the underground work, and the concrete on top is kind of like icing on the cake. All the hard work was underneath in connections. It represents the outfall for the entire city. Most of our water will go through there and then work its way out into Yorkton Creek, and that work is all done, and that's been working. I think it's bailed us out in a couple of storms we had last year already, because that was already in place and working. Mm-hmm. So that's certainly good, but it's going to be nice to have this concrete finished off.
So some people would say, why concrete? Is it worth it with the hassles that we've had?
Well, when you look at the concrete, it does take a little longer to put it in, but it lasts three times longer than pavement. And I would remind people, in case they've forgotten, I'm still hearing, oh, concrete is so much more expensive. The bids on concrete and asphalt for this project as tendered were virtually the same. So when you look at it, that's why the council of the day looked at it and said, well, if something is going to last three times longer and the price is the same, why would you not do it?
Yeah.
And that's what it came down to, and trying something new in the process as well. Given all the rain and we've had in recent years, and pavement has not fared very well in that situation, and we're hoping that concrete will do better. And that's certainly the decision that was taken. If you're paying the same price, why not do concrete?
Well, and you've seen this with heaving in the asphalt. We've had those frosts, those freezes, and then more rain, and everything is wet. It does make things much more difficult with asphalt.
Offer road services everywhere. I mean, you talk to folks in the RM. I know I talk to councillors in RM and Orkney when we have meetings, and they're saying roads are a problem everywhere. You're seeing undermining of roads, and even when you look at gravel roads, roads. They're not inexpensive to maintain. SARM, you know, does a pretty darn good job of maintaining roads across Saskatchewan, and given the undermining through all of the water and all of the things we've had going on, it's not an easy process.
Yeah.
Roads are always difficult in our climate because of freeze thaw. But when you add a lot of water to the situation, I know I wouldn't be lying if I said that if we were to have a dry year with just, you know, sufficient rain for crops and things, I'd be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, a lot of things have been talked about. I mean, it is a busy time of year, but how are things moving forward on the budget? I know the budget has been talked about. We had this discussion not too long ago when it comes to that. How are things coming together with that?
Well, budget's done. Not an easy budget process, probably the most difficult. I know Councillor Golden and I talked about how I was elected in 2003 the first time as a councillor, and this is the most difficult budget year I can ever remember. We started our budget process some time ago. We thought at that time we should probably wait and see what the province is going to do, and it's a good thing we did, because if we wouldn't have waited, we'd have had to reopen our budget anyway. The downloading from the province amounted to over 6% in Yorkton, and that's significant money. We're looking at about $1 million, a $1 million hole in our budget. So we had to make that money up in a short year, because anything we did to try and save money, we're already well into the year. So when even the things you do to try and save a buck aren't going to get you much, because you're partway into the year already. But a difficult year for us. You're looking at a 9.4% tax increase, one of the largest in the city's history. 6% of that, of course, in the clawback from the provincial government. Council decided we have always had 3% that we put into capital. That's streets, roads, and flood mitigation. And we decided to keep that in this year. We'll be criticized for it, and that's fine. People are free to criticize, and they often do. But when we're looking at it, you know, you have to ask yourself, do we want better streets and roads? And that's what basically the money has been earmarked for. And we've got a lot of work to do in that area. We've fallen behind on streets and roads. Even with full revenue sharing, we'd be behind on streets and roads. And we need to have a conversation with people in the community and talk to them about what do you want in services, because these are not services that the city delivers for the benefit of the city. These are for our residents, and we need to have that conversation with people to find out, you know, parks, golf courses, those things. What kinds of things do you want the community to have, and what are you prepared to pay?
Yeah.
Because things are not getting easier. It's going to get tougher. When we look at our last budget, it was difficult. As we look at the budget for next year, it worries me, because we may end up making some pretty deep cuts. And so we're going to need to talk to our residents about what's important to them.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. What are some of the things that that you would look at for a budget next year?
Well, when you look at our pie and what services are delivered, a couple of the biggest pieces, we've got police and fire. They amount to over 20% of our budget goes to police and fire. So that you always look at the biggest portions as to where you can save some money. Fire operations, 8.6 cents out of your dollar goes to fire. RCMP is 14.6. Capital projects, that's streets, intersections, drainage, storms, facilities, parks, equipment, that's about 18 cents of the budget. Public works is 15.5 cents of the budget. That's out of your dollar. So when you're looking at some of those larger numbers, then you pretty much have to look in those areas, like, where are we going to save some money? And you always save the most money in the areas where you spend the most. But I'm pretty sure people don't want us to cut back on what we're doing on streets and roads, which is why we left the 3% in.
Yeah.
We need work in those areas. When you look at our debt, we've got our Gallagher Center and Fire Hall. That's about 6.4 cents. Gallagher Center, of course, will be paid off, I think, in 2020. So we're only a couple of years away from the Gallagher Center being totally paid off, which is going to be good news for the community, no doubt about that. So, you know, all of those things factor into it, and we're going going to have to, you know, with the new council, take a hard look at some of the things where maybe you can save a dollar and talk to residents about what they want. Because at the end of the day, it's the taxpayers who determine what services they want and what they're prepared to pay for. And so when we'll have those meetings and talk to people, hopefully people come out and tell us what their desires are for the community, whether they want more parks, whether they want expansion, whether we do more work at the Gallagher Center. Those are issues that, you know, we really need to look to the public to get some input.
So how do you do that? How do you open things up to the public so that they get a chance to have their say?
Well, I think there's lots of ways to do it, but I think public meetings are always a good way to go. Mm-hmm. And to have a discourse on, you know, streets and roads, how much money should we spend? Are you prepared to have us do some work at the Gallagher Center? I know the Feral Agency's arena is an area that we really haven't done much to since it was built. And if people went and took a look at the dressing rooms in that building, they'd probably be saying, yeah, we need to do some work, Bob. Mm-hmm. But these are questions we need to ask the public and say, you know, are you prepared to support work like this?
Yeah.
And get a better indication. Some folks, and boy, there are a lot of folks out there that I have to give a lot of credit to, the silent majority, they just pay. And they're trusting us to do what they want. And that's well and good. That's great. You know, it's nice to have that kind of trust. But it is nice for, you know, you'd like to hear from them as well as to, you know, what do you think we need to work on? I hear about snow removal. Some people say we got the best snow removal in the province, which I think we have. I hear from others it's not good enough. And so you have to try and balance because you're going to hear from both sides. And you have to try and, at the end of the day, you make a decision and hope you're representing the majority.
Yep, absolutely. You're listening to All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Mayor Bob Maloney from the city of Yorkton, and we're going to continue with more right after this on All You Ever Wanted to Know. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Scott Fitzsimmons talking with Mayor Bob Maloney from the city of Yorkton and talking about what's happening in and around the city. And I know this is a busy year, especially with a lot of people getting ready for 150th birthday of this country we call Canada. And I know that a lot of different cities have different plans. What's the city planning for a celebration?
There's a number of things going on. Of course, the Western Development Museum hosts Canada Day. We've been reaching out to talk to them about what we can do. Yorkton Exhibition, of course, as well, very much involved with those groups. So we're reaching out to them to be part of their celebrations. We don't want to steal thunder from anybody who's already been involved. I know I've been to many Canada Days at the Western Development Museum, and I can see the city helping out in that area, whether it's enhancing the firework displays or helping them make a bigger, better show. I'm sure the city will do that. It's a huge occasion for the country, and I know many communities have special plans for the day.
Well, and I know we're not too far away from a lot of parks that have been given the opportunity for people to be free. So I think that's another thing for a lot of people to take advantage of. It's one of the great things about being in Yorkton. There's just lots of places to choose from.
Oh, it really is. Like, people don't realize, you know, what a great area we have, whether you're a bird watcher. Mm-hmm. I had the occasion to be at the Yellowhead Flyway Association meeting. I brought some greetings to them just a little while ago. And to talk to the people about birds returning to the area and all of the bird watching that's available in our area.
Yeah.
I know at Foam Lake, I had the opportunity to go out in an airboat on the Ponus Lake Marsh.
Nice.
I mean, if anybody ever has an opportunity to do that, I think it'd be a great business opportunity for somebody to offer airboat rides through there.
Yeah.
I have never seen so much wildlife in a day from whether you're talking about birds. Take some binoculars along because there's lots of different kinds of waterfowl.
Yeah.
Muskrat, and it was just an amazing day to see all of the wildlife. And I mean, I grew up in this area, and
yeah.
you know, I'm used to seeing all these birds. But that was a special day, a really nice spring day, I might report. But we have a lot of that in our area. We've got great hunting and fishing. I know when we look at the lakes around our region, Lake of the Prairies is only about 40 minutes away, and it's mm-hmm. one of the best walleye fisheries in North America. It's mentioned in many magazine wow. articles in the United States. I've read about that lake on a number of occasions in publications that are sold across North America. So we've got a lot of things in our region, and of course, you know, we're a farm service center for one of the biggest farm trading areas in North America as well. I mean, that's why Yorkton is here. Yeah. But I think there, you know, sometimes we forget about what a great region we're yes. from. Mm-hmm. And I happen to think Yorkton's the best city in the province
that's right.
as well, but I'm you know, maybe a little biased in that regard.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why you're starting to see some growth in the industry in this community.
Well, certainly. I had coffee with Terry Tyson at Grain Millers last week, and talking to him about $100 million expansion that they're working on. The cranes were there, and the work is already underway, and it's going to be a huge expansion, bringing another 40, 41 jobs to the city of Yorkton.
Yep.
And then we look at Winners just opened their doors. Save-On Foods will be yep. opening their doors in June. And there's some other irons in the fire. It seems like some of the work that's been done over the last two or three years is starting to come to fruition now with developers that we've been talking to, land being sold. The property across from the Parkland Mall right in the corner has been sold. I'm looking forward to some announcements about what's going on that property in hopefully the next couple of months. So there really seems to be some momentum building for this year. Last year was a pretty slow year. I think some of that momentum is coming back into the marketplace now, and I'm looking forward to a really good year in the city.
So I'm going to ask the same thing that I'm sure you get asked on a regular basis. When's Costco coming to Yorkton?
Costco is not coming to Yorkton. Right. I want to talk to Calvin Daniels about having running a headline, Costco comes to Yorkton, and then in the first paragraph, when we get to 150,000.
Yeah, that's right.
and that's the thing that people have to remember about Costco, that you need, my understanding, 150,000 people in your city, and you need another 150,000 to 200,000 in your trading area. Mm-hmm. We've got the trading area,
yeah,
but
yeah.
we don't have 150,000 people in Yorkton.
Well, I know, and the same thing with their Medicine Hat. They must yep. have been on the small side, and I think they've even sometimes maybe even regretted that one.
Well, and when you look at Costco, they're building a new one in Regina,
yep.
and the existing one will close.
Oh, yeah.
And so people have to realize that. Like, they're building a new, brand-new big store in Regina, but
that's
the
right.
existing store will close. So, they do business on margins, and they need a lot of people coming through the doors to make it. The grocery industry is really competitive, and, mm-hmm. People have to realize that. And furthermore, I would encourage people to shop locally.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got some great stores, and you're looking at Co-op and Superstore. Save-On Foods is coming.
Yeah.
Support our local stores and businesses in general.
And that's why I asked that question, because it's the one that gets asked all the time. Or I hear that this is coming, and no, it's
we
not.
Get that all the time. Costco is not talking to us. They have not, to my knowledge, bought any land in the Yorkton area.
Yeah.
We hear it all the time, but no. And until our population gets to that 150,000, which is won't be in my lifetime, mm-hmm. then maybe perhaps, but we're nowhere close to that.
Well, I know that we're getting close to summer, and a lot of things going on in the city. People plan to have things. I mean, that's why the hotels in this community there's so many of them, because they get used.
Well, they really do, and it's event driven. I know. I posted something on Facebook, gosh, about a week or a week and a half ago. I had three events that I went to on a Saturday, and I posted those events. Hey, this is what I did this morning. What's going on in Yorkton?
Mm-hmm.
And post. And it was amazing how many different events. There was a dance competition, the 4-H show. We had an opening, a new owner for the subway over by the mall. I was there cutting a ribbon, and lots of other activities. There was a hockey school or a hockey tryouts. I'm missing a few. But so many things happening mm-hmm. in the city, and it's really important when we talk about the events, the people who put on events in Yorkton, like people who have these dance events. experience. It brings in people, like, you know, I think there were 16 or 17 clubs that were in town.
Yeah.
So you got mums and dads and grandmas coming into town, staying in a hotel, eating meals in our restaurants. It's really a big part of what makes Yorkton an event center, and we really are. I think of Minot in that same vein, because if you ever go to Minot, if you happen to call on a weekend, they have no hotels because they have an event.
Yeah.
And Minot is very much like that, and Yorkton is gaining that reputation as well. And as we have more facilities, it brings more people to the community, and once they're here, they say, hey, look, some good shopping. And that's good for business, and those jobs are what make your community thrive.
Absolutely. Well, I know that lots of things to be paying attention to. Now, when it comes to the city and people having maybe things that they need to ask, I know that whether it be something to do with the infrastructure, how can they find out more about how to get something done?
Well, you can check our website at any time. The city is also on Facebook now. Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook. If you search Bob Maloney, you'll find me on Facebook. You can always pose a question on Facebook or give me a call at City Hall. Happy to answer any questions that people have and to take notes, because, you know, I think sometimes the most important thing is listening.
Yep.
And when people call in, you listen. I can't fix everything. I mean, I wish I could, but I can't. And there are things that when you look at, I know roads, you know, when we looked at the Broadway project, we have not seen funding come through either federally, provincially for the Broadway project, which was, I believe, $52 million. And I think that's probably 5 years ago when we initially started applying for grants. I mean, the grant system is, it's kind of like roulette. I mean, you spin the wheel and do you get a grant? Yes or no.
Yeah.
We could talk for a long time about how I think small cities do not get a good deal in the current structure of things. Mm-hmm. It seems like Saskatoon and Regina are always getting funding for something, and they get tripartite funding, meaning they put in $20 million, the province puts in $20 million, the feds put in $60 million or put another $20 million. So you end up with $60 million in a project that Regina only put $20 million into.
Yeah.
I wish we could do that in Yorkton.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have that same deal offered to us, and it goes with population, and I understand that. But, you know, I don't think small cities get a really good deal out of the grant structures that are currently in place. Mm-hmm. Even per capita funding would be better than nothing, and I would advocate that, because it doesn't seem that money trickles down to the smaller cities, and our wants and needs are just as important to our residents as they are to bigger cities.
Absolutely. And for people that want to come and be a part of the council meetings, this is open to the public?
Always open to the public. We meet every 3 weeks. The meetings are at 5 o'clock, and so a good opportunity for people to come in. We don't get a whole lot of people other than, you know, people that are in delegations that want to speak to council. Our Chamber of Commerce, which has been very active, generally has somebody at our meetings, and we have staff, department heads that attend meetings. Not a lot of public attendance at meetings unless there's an issue. There's been times where we've had full galleries.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking of the smoking bylaw when that was first passed. That brought a lot of people to the gallery, and we had a full house for that one. There aren't a lot of issues. People don't seem to get that fired up about urban issues, unfortunately. It seems provincial and federally people get a little more wound up about things in civic politics. Mind you, it was good to see it. I mean, in our last election, for example, there were a lot of people running, and it's always good to see that you've got people interested and that are willing to put in the time.
Yeah.
Because I think if you were to talk to our new councillors, and I would encourage that, by the way, sometime. Yeah. Maybe I should bring a few with me every once in a while.
For sure.
But to talk to them about their experience, because I think it's been a real eye-opener. I can think of Aaron Keenly, I think probably 3 weeks in, and we had a lot of meetings, a lot of orientation meetings for our new council, and Aaron approached me and said, Bob, there's a lot more to this than I expected.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think they're seeing that. It's a good thing. And I really like the way they've responded. They've putting in the time and the effort, which is nice to see.
Wonderful. Well, always great to talk with you. Thanks so much for being here. Anything else you wanted to say before we wrap things up?
Not really. Just, you know, I know our road crews are out. We're doing some pothole repairs. We have a number of them. And the guys are out doing pothole work. So please slow down when you're passing the vehicles and give them lots of room. And, hopefully we'll get some drier weather and make some good progress on construction.
Wonderful. Thanks so much again for being here. Always great to talk to you. Thanks. Once again, Mayor Bob Maloney from the city of Yorkton, always here the first Monday of the month. Well, that is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.